TPR.
Hard pivot to the playlist. Playlist कब release की थी? इस हफ्ते
में अप्रैल I think 15 के आसपास या
Oh, so it's been a while. Okay, we're recording this a few days after. So we were expecting last when we spoke was in Ramadan or right after. We were expecting a big explosion of releases after. Did that happen?
I think so. Like, I think काफी सारे गाने I think इस दफा क्योंकि कोक का पता चल गया था लोगों को कि कोक is coming like 2-3 days after ईद तो उसकी वजह से 14th
को it I think 14th को it started
I think so
yeah
तो उसकी ईद 10 को थी या 11 को थी पाकिस्तान में तो उसकी वजह से I imagine people like move their releases up or down because they don't really want to be releasing the same day as कोक is releasing but yeah I think like post ईद releases हमेशा ही होते हैं इस दफा भी थे but इस दफा I think like people were Ramzan mein bilkul blackout nahi tha like it's not that people disappeared like matlab theek hai gaane release nahi ho rahe the but you still saw people kind of interacting or sort of preparing so I think I don't know if it's less of a rush than previous years but for me it's like wohi post Eid rush hum expect karte hain aur wo hua tha
I think my issue was issue in the sense ke my confusion was ke the Ramzan releases were not as low as before so it didn't seem like a big because my own main frame of reference is the playlist pichle dafa bhi ek puri full on playlist aa gayi thi aur is dafa bhi aa gayi to it seemed like acha perhaps releases are pretty
wo delayed bhi hote hain na yani ki main ramzan mein pe then I'm looking at the february wale sare playlist to main bhi thoda delayed hota hu but there's always like 60 or 70 more songs that are kind of in the backlog that we are choosing from so that's the other thing dusli hum thoda thoda jaldi jaldi we do it in public now so if you go to the hanava page on spotify agle mahine ki bani hui hoti hai wahan pehle jisme hum add karte rehte hain fir usme artwork aa jata hai to fir wo publish ho jati hai but we kind of keep doing it more collaboratively
this is a good segue ke hum kar rahe hain so this playlist is this a new thing that spotify has done because I never noticed people's profile images next to songs in a playlist because now this playlist has not just you putting the songs together it has frequent Hamnava collab person Leila also putting songs in so I saw her image next to the songs I didn't notice this ever before
maybe interface mein web pe kabhi kabhi dikha dete hain I think it's one of those things which they like hide when they are run out of space but maybe they're doing more of it now but the collaborative playlist feature has existed for a while and so pehle hum ye karte the I think in the Hamnava playlist is that like only the Hamnava account would add them in now it's a free for all you can see
acha which that's probably it.
Right, so I think that's probably why you're saying it
acha okay then running through the songs how shall we do this let me open up we have quite a few one liners it seems but let's start with the star of
live tweeting songs in a podcast
playlist perhaps live reading songs in Pakistan Aleem has a song and hum Aleem ke bare mein humne kafi baatein ki hain over the years and Aleem ki kafi sari traits humne discuss ki ke you know he's good at the music and the production getting better but the themes in terms of the lyrics have always been tortured artist and you know sort of risking becoming a cliche but never really doing it because he's good with the words and you know gaane ki production achhi hoti hai to wo cliche banne se reh jata hai इस गाने में immediately second song on the playlist big shift Aleem is not talking about himself pretty much at all right in the whole song he's not talking about himself थोड़ा थोड़ा करता है हाँ मतलब crores crs में बात हो रही होती है instead of lakh but a lot of social commentary is this thing that you think is pre-existing in Aleem or do you also think that this is new
I think he used to do it from a more personal standpoint. Ab is dafa lagta hai, I think it's much more aggressive. Like I saw ke there was a picture ke you know sadke bana rahe hain aur usme you know sadke banane wale jo kuch leaders hain wo saath hain tasveer mein. So I think it's been read as a more kind of political commentary this time than previously. So I guess it's a bit of a departure for Aleem as
even
well.
Even in the lyrics, right? Even in the lyrics, he's like, you know, talking about Karachi ko barbaad karke ex party and ghair mukamis and crime and all of that. So I was like, okay, fine. Opinions apni jagah, nazariya apni jagah, but this is new for Aleem and production be better. So yeah, my matlab, maturity as an artist or more of the same? Kya verdict kya hai aapka?
Both. I think it's probably his best. That's my viewpoint.
I really did like it. Yeah,
it's his best flow. It's the most sort of enjoyable to listen to. It's the one I go back to the most. It's the one I keep getting surprised by the most. And it's two, three lines in between, which always surprise me. This CR line, funny thing.
CR
wali
line.
I think the rap is like a kind of unexpected choice of words can get you and you can enjoy it. And then you, every time you hear it back, you know it's coming, but it still gets you because you remember that initial shock value. So this CR wali baat wo thi, jo beech pe wo kehta hai ki main gaadi khud laga lunga sar pe mat chad wale. Like,
yes,
very relatable experience, but didn't see it coming in this song. So I think, and he's, you can hear his anger while listening to it, which is also kind of, I think for me, he communicates a lot in the song. After you finished your spiel about this, I feel ki wo torture artist wali सारे जो मीम्स चल रही हैं उसमें हमने अभी तक कैसे अलीम के बारे में मीम बना के नहीं लिखा, दैट इज अ लॉस्ट अपॉर्चुनिटी ऑन
टॉर्चर्ड पोएट्स डिपार्टमेंट.
टॉर्चर्ड पोएट्स डिपार्टमेंट का किंग अलीम है, कौन है और हो सकता है
बाकी. वैसे पाकिस्तान में तो यस. आई डोंट थिंक ही हैज वेरी, हिज फेस इज नॉट लाइक सुपर रिकॉग्नाइजेबल. पीपल माइट नो अलीम द आर्टिस्ट, अलीम हिज सॉन्ग्स, बट हिज फेस इज नॉट ऑन एवरीथिंग. माइट बी अ हार्डर सेल, लेकिन अगर अगर पता होता तो ये तो सिर्फ डायरेक्ट
DHH रेडिट में ही पहचानेंगे लोग इस मीम को, ट्विटर पे तो नहीं पहचानेंगे. लेकिन ये भी अच्छा है कि अलीम को हमने एक रिकरिंग स्टार बना दिया, यानी अलीम बेचारे को कोई लेना देना नहीं हमारे से. लेकिन पता नहीं इंटरनेट पे हम बस हैं कि हर दफा अलीम का जो गाना है मैं डाल दूंगा अंदर. बट नाउ आई थिंक जस्ट बिकॉज यू मेड इट अ स्पोर्ट विद रिजवान नॉट लाइकिंग द फर्स्ट वन, अब तो जब भी अलीम का गाना आता है तो मैं डाल दूंगा, बिकॉज आई एम जस्ट लाइक अब तो बात करनी पड़ेगी.
या रिजवान इज 100% सुपर कंजर्वेटिव और जस्ट न्यू बस नहीं पसंद. नया क्यों है? व्हाई इज इट नॉट रॉजर वाटर्स क्यों नहीं है इस गाने में? खैर एक दिन अलीम
शॉट्स फायर्ड
मेरी जगह एक दिन अलीम बैठा होगा एंड विल जस्ट नॉट इवन एक्नॉलेज इट, ही विल जस्ट डू द पॉडकास्ट. बट या next song, Farid Shafi. Good song, Farid Shafi. You know, I like Farid Shafi, but I'm not as like super hyped about Farid Shafi all the time as compared to, you know, a lot of people. Conversely, in this song, I really liked the production of the thing. Like, you know, the rap or the thematic elements, chalo wo to, they're very Farid, but the music of the song, like the backing track, wo mujhe, like it stood out to me because one thing that I feel like is lacking, I think we've talked about this before also, is the musicality of Pakistani hip-hop. Despite how explosive hip-hop has been in Pakistan the past 3-4 years, gaane are not perhaps as layered, ya us music production mein shayad itna effort nahi jata, where again wo wali baat na ki sara focus vocalist pe hota hai. Remind me to talk about this jab hum Coke Studio ki baat kare, my hatred of vocalists.
Okay.
Why do people say
that's a title?
Yeah. But wo jo focus jo hai na, and then this song, I think this was really stood out because I felt like the production was really good on this. Who is it? It just says Farid Shafi.
So Block 2 or I think there's one more. But definitely Block 2, YouTube pe likha.
Block 2?
Block 2, I think, did Introduction, if I'm not wrong.
Okay. Song credits.
But he's one of Faris's old collaborators.
Yeah, performed by, written by, produced by, isme to kuch nahi aa raha. So YouTube pe likha hoga. Theek hai, sahi hai. Great.
Faris ka, I think the interesting thing is, Faris is really revered by all the other rappers in the country. Like, he's put on this pedestal. And so it's important to understand why. Matlab hum to ab dekhte hain to barabar ho jata hai. So unless you know the history of all of this, you can forget why Faris like is a certain level. Faris started 10 years before everybody else did. Yeah. So he was ahead of everyone in this game. Yani ke jahan ek zamane mein Fakhre Alam ne Bangla rap ga diya tha, Faris was the same level of breakthrough in the 2010s. Phir YouTube ban wagaira ke duran, when everything was kind of very controlled, Faris was the one sort of breaking out of it just because he was saying things that people were kind of shocked by in a good way. That's where kind of some of the adult themes and the language, like it all comes from. Like you said, wo cheez end up when the kind of molds of, you know, media are breaking down into becoming very independent. You see the nature of the sort of things being talked about change quite a bit. And so Faris is leading the charge of that. Ab jo hip hop kar rahe hain wo YouTube generation hai, wo har hafte baad ek gaana nikalenge, do hafte baad ek gaana nikalenge. They're playing a different game, but Faris is still playing that old game because he made the cut before the game changed. Aur ab ye sab log because they look up to Faris so much that he has this sort of old following. Aap ja ke dekhte hain uske, you know, YouTube comments, and it's all low. Faris is far ahead of where everybody else is at. If you look at the video production, if you look at the audio production, Faris is going for a different set of things. The other thing that changes, like when you look at Faris compared to, like, say, Karachi rappers, even other ones, is Faris's choice of language. Ali Raj keeps saying Faris is like one of the best poets of our generation. You know, you wonder kind of where that argument comes from. And I think that comes from, like, Faris's choice of words that he uses. They're very uncommon. They're everyday words, but they don't end up in songs always. Okay, isme Zinger Burger hai, isme Sadiq Amin hai. Like his first line is ke main Sadiq Amin, baaki sab kameene, you know. And that's again one of those like Faris turns of phrases that even though he's not saying something that nobody else has said, he says it in a way that is different. But usme themes aakhir mein puri ban jati hain ki jo aapki rap wali traditional adult themes hain as a way of showing and flexing ke bhai aap boss hain. अभी तक core baseline वहीं आ जाती है, and the question is, okay, at what point does, you know, is ठीक है, मतलब maybe that's okay, maybe that's what people want. But Faris has like a big audience and reverence.
वो again self-referencing tweets of mine where I think 8 months like a year ago maybe I was like, there are so many hip hop songs in Pakistan talking about how I am such a good rapper. And tum sab shit ho, aur tum mujhse, tum features chahiye, aur ye hai, and so many people are doing this. And I'm like, so many people are saying this. Itne rappers hain Pakistan, like itna wo ho raha ho.
But that's part
is this just a theme?
Sort of, I think it's part of hip hop culture also, right? It's like, like the kind of element of having made it, and the element of sort of bling ki baat hoti hai pehle, and then I think there is a way of sort of showing wealth and power. That comes from, I think in hip hop originally comes from the fact that it came from marginalized communities. The other, you know, showing over the top displays of,
not like you know,
displays of power, displaying the boss is, you know, displays of like how you have kind of gone up the ladder are important. Ab obviously, ab aap ek usko recontextualize kar dete hai, kaise case mein jahan, you know, you have someone from otherwise a background of privilege, like,
yeah,
and that, it doesn't have the same connotation, but people enjoy it. Right, and so you enjoy kind of your here. It becomes a character that you sort of cheer on, and I think Faris, given the sort of reverence that he has, you know, he can play that character really well.
I think Faris ke liye na, it makes sense because he's so like not old as a person, but he's been doing this for so long. Ke ab when everyone else, when there's so many other mashhoor people, he's in a position to be like. You know, just check people. Ke, haan ji, aap mashhoor honge, but main aapse 10 saal pehle se hoon, like you said. Newer people, I don't know, not so much. It doesn't really seem believable if you're like just a chotu artist, and you're like, "Kahan sab mar rahe hain?" I was like, bro, I don't know you, but chale, achhi baat hai. But khair, it's an inherent part of rap.
I don't know you, aap aise keh rahe ke वो कह रहे भी मुझसे क्यों फटा करो, मैंने थोड़ी कुछ किया.
लगता है कभी कभार कि भाई मैं कसम से मैंने उसके गाने नहीं सुने, तुम ही हो. But yeah, I like the music, and that was good. And Faris continues to do that thing कि वो साल में या छह महीने में एक गाना आता है. Gangbusters.
I like that. I don't think he needs to do the whole. I don't think he needs to be putting out a song a week.
Yeah.
Faris is bigger than being a YouTuber, and so I think that works well for Forrest. So I think that that fits his stature well.
Bilkul, bilkul. Then there was... Huh. So shout out to another Hamnawa episode that we did a few months ago or weeks ago, where pata nahi main kya pucha tha, something about rock music or ye wo. Maybe we were talking about Karakoram or something. And then it seemed to me also, and then Zirak was like, it's like Ali is saying ki, yaar bas rock music nahi aata yaar, kahan gaya rock music? And then there's a song Roger Waters. And then there's a song on this playlist called Tare, which is such a throwback to 2000s, 2010s Pakistan ka pop rock music scene. Ke I was like, ye sun liya unhone ki maine podcast karna hai, so ye le aao. Alfred DeMello bhi, and Alfred DeMello, I think if I'm remembering correctly, is a name from the scene, the actual rock scene. I don't know. But yeah, Zambil, is tarah ke naam bhi bahut hote hain, one word, serious, heavy Urdu word, band names. I've done no research. If you're watching on video, and if I haven't cut this, Zirak is doing research, I think, live as we speak.
I think so. Kaun hai.
But yeah, I like the song. I listened to it a few times. Jo, as I go through the playlist, hota hai, kuch points of gravity aate hain, and then I head back to them bar bar, and wo live train of thought bhi Zirak ko ja chuki hoti hai. Kuch mila aapko in logon ke upar Zambil?
Yeah, I'm confusing Zambil with a different who I thought was a person, but it's a band.
How can Zambil be a person? I refuse to.
Matlab bahut sare
koi mujhse bolega mera naam Zambil hai unne. The band. Remember, there was a big pet peeve I had in yehi Indus music era, where every band needed to have, wo jab channel pe aate the, the band next to them. And I was like, who will think it Jal is a person? Like, Jal the band. Call the band. Call, ye mera dost hai, call. Like, who will, every single band had to have this. And
call the band to nahi likhte the kabhi. Jal the band to abhi tak likhte hain.
I've seen every band had the band at some point. And kyunki
there was
no uniformity, na.
Jo fully, jo sort of desi TV anchor honge, wo unko bolenge Jal band. Jal the band nahi bolenge, you know. So I think this was also a sort of very technical switch. They were like, we are Jal the band, you know.
Yeah,
and I never seen it anywhere else. Or the band Jal the, phir bhi theek banta na, kyunki aap intro bol sakte hain. Like, I guess
I'm just like against
into a sentence.
I'm against the acknowledgement. It's like, who,
the equivalent of this is ki aap jab kisi rap, matlab samjho ki Faris ka YouTube handle ho, Faris Shafi rapper.
Yeah,
Faris the rapper. Faris the rapper pe automatically tech ka khatam ho jata hai aapka.
Cute sa bachcha aa jayega koi Faris the rapper. Nahin, so, I think this is kyunki us zamane mein, if you remember, I don't know if this is still the case. Probably is. I don't know if channels are still alive. Lekin music channels jo hote the, usme music videos aati thi. Har video credits alag format mein, gaane ka naam alag format mein, video to video. No uniformity in terms of like, is channel pe sari jo videos aayenge, they'll have one type of font. Aksar video ke end mein credits puri story aa rahi hai. I've never seen them on like MTV abroad, but yeah, one of my memory, wo na papyrus wali sketch dekhi hai tumne, Ryan Gosling wali,
yaar uska jo second hissa jo hai na, wo bhi
usme jo, this is like what I was doing. This is like what I was doing, like as a child, like, why are all the fonts different? Or the band.
I heard a story of someone recommending a restaurant to someone, being like, I go there, it's good, but they use papyrus.
Really? Achha, was the twist laya tha ki bas bold kar diya. And what was the ending of it?
Spoil na karo, but it's quite good. Wo apne baare mein batata hai, is all we'll say. Ryan Gosling. Okay.
Right.
Yes. So I have one more comment to make about rock music. Main abhi kal parson ek concert dekhne gaya, folk rock type band hote hain na unka.
Okay.
Acha main dekh raha tha, acha inke
hain. Brave of you to admit. Folk rock sunne chalega.
Kyun bhai? Bob Dylan ko bhi suna maine jaake, kuch samajh nahi aaya kya keh raha, but it's okay. Lekin acha 70,000-80,000 follower hain inke, theek hai? Tab hum concert pe gaye, 300-400 log gaye. Hum sasta ticket tha, aap chale gaye. And then I said, so you seeing, you know, 70,000-80,000 listeners, if you look at it from a Pakistani standpoint, 70,000-80,000 is like, you know, you're doing pretty well. मंथली लिसनर्स। अच्छा यहाँ पे 70-80,000 अब ये लोग बजा रहे हैं, यू नो एक ओपनिंग एक्ट है वेन्यू के, एंड आई रियलाइज दैट मोस्ट ऑफ द सॉर्ट ऑफ पाकिस्तानी एक्ट्स दैट हैव 70-80,000 लिसनर्स, स्पेशली रॉक लिसनर्स, और इन टर्म्स ऑफ स्टैंडर्ड प्रॉब्ली वे अबव।
अच्छा
in terms of sort of how tight the band is and how they're playing, like their sort of levels of ability will probably be comparable to an international standard, which still tells you kind of how held back people are in the market, right? Kyunki 70-80,000 Spotify customers Pakistan mein dhoondna is way harder than it is here.
Yeah,
there are so many kind of cultural impacts, aur wo infrastructure drum kit wala aur move karna gigon ke beech mein aur venue ne aise aise khada karna, that really kind of affects the scene quite a bit. And so I think people wonder why the scene has gone more electronic, and I think this is part of it. Is logistics ko chalu rakhna is just so much easier. And so much simpler, whereas here I think it's a kind of choice.
Even in the US, there were all of those funk bands jinke baare mein maine suna tha, you know, like Earth, Wind and Fire, Evo, jinke stage pe 25 log khade hote the. And those bands all eventually ended because it's like, okay, you're famous, but like it's fucking the teen dancer hain, char backup singer hain, brass section hai, pura panch main log hai band ke, to kab tak the economics just won't work out. So smaller groups, like panch log bhi ho jaye agar band mein, to that's not as common. But obviously America mein benefit ye hai ke existing infrastructure bahut hai, like so many places that are existing venues and guitar centers all over, even though they're going out of business, ya matlab mushkilein chal rahi hain, despite all of that venues bahut hain, and Pakistan mein just that capital expenditure ka scene is mushkil.
One, the cost remain in dollars because equipment and wo sab ko dollar mein, sivai labor cost ke, equipment sab dollar mein, lekin revenue aapke sab rupaye mein, that is just no longer workable. Aur phir ye ke जैसे स्पॉटिफाई टाइप इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर पाकिस्तान में, यू डोंट एक्सपेक्ट सॉर्ट ऑफ मैस कल्चर टू स्प्रेड यूजिंग सॉफ्टवेयर जस्ट येट, लाइक इट नीड्स टू हैव अ काइंड ऑफ एनालॉग इक्विवेलेंट आई थिंक, तो एंड दैट टेल्स यू काइंड ऑफ वेयर टेक्नोलॉजी इज बिल्ट, एंड इट्स बिल्ट सो मच फॉर दिस सॉर्ट ऑफ वेस्टर्न अमेरिकन काइंड ऑफ माइंडसेट, कि हम अभी तक वो वी हैवंट बीन एबल टू आई थिंक क्रैक, लाइक यूट्यूब डज इट, बट आई थिंक लाइक स्पॉटिफाई टाइप थिंग्स प्रॉब्ली डोंट गो एज फार एंड क्रैक द
लेकिन देखो पाकिस्तान में बनना नाम बड़ा सा इंटरनेट पार्क नहीं पोजिस समथिंग आईटी पार्क आई डोंट नो आई सॉ ऑन ट्विटर
दिस आईटी पार्क कांसेप्ट में वैसे ही आई डोंट नो व्हाई यू मेक आईटी इन अ पार्क यू नो इट्स नॉट समथिंग आई क्वाइट फुली अंडरस्टैंड
या कुछ कुछ लेकिन कुछ मिलियंस बिलियंस उसके लिए एलोकेट हो गए तो फिर होगा कुछ क्विक शाउट आउट टू इमरान खान हिज सेकंड release that's on our playlist in recent months bade arse se Imran Khan sahab bhi gayab the the rapper not our ex prime minister how do you feel about these Imran Khan releases is it nostalgia that makes me feel like pichle walon wali baat nahi hai ya is that true or is it like a bit of both
I don't know, maybe a bit of both. Like, I still enjoy the kind of, like, wo keh rahe main radioactive main atom bomb. Like, I know it's like, it sounds simple, but you still don't hear it anywhere else.
In
you know?
This, literally, I was like, he says, main keema keema kar dunga. Who says this?
And I guess that's good, right? Like, woofer tu meri, main tera amplifier, wouldn't you have had the same reaction then as ke main keema keema kar dunga? Main keema keema kar dunga positively, you know, normal compared to woofer tu meri, main tera amplifier. So, which is more outlandish, you know?
Yeah, I think I might have actually heard keema kar dena as an activity versus calling someone a woofer in terms of parlance. तो नहीं आपकी बात में बिल्कुल दम है अगर सोचे जाए इस बारे में कीमा कीमा कर देगा जो एक्टिव होएगा एक्टिव व्हाट कुड बी काउंट एज एक्टिविटी व्हाट मैट्रिक्स
आर यू एक्टिव वाली एक्टिविटी भाई
ओह अच्छा
क्लियरली यू आर नॉट इन एन इमरान खान माइंडसेट आई थिंक व्हाट वी हैव डायग्नोस्ड हियर इज दैट यू नीड टू चेंज योर फ्रेम ऑफ रेफरेंस
दो तीन फ्रेम बदल दें But there's an Imran Khan song. Please listen to it. I've listened to it many, many times. And, achha, बहुत सारे गाने ना प्ले लिस्ट में आ रहे हैं ऊपर से, जीरक ने ऐड किए, बहुत सारे गाने आ रहे हैं लैला की प्रोफाइल पर, एक गाना फिर ये वाला, फिर जीरक ने ऐड किया और फिर मजीद ने लाएगा, तो लाइक देयर वाज अ थिंग वेयर जीरक लाइक नहीं ये तो जाएगा, आई एम नॉट डन विद दिस प्ले लिस्ट यार. खैर ग्रेट सॉन्ग इमरान खान रेडियो एक्टिव. And then a few I feel drama OSTs, which surprisingly I liked. I don't think drama OSTs are usually my thing.
Underrated genre.
Humne we keep threatening to do an episode on drama OSTs. We have not yet gotten around to it, but hopefully. Adil Tahir, shout out, very old acquaintance of mine, who I haven't really kept up in touch with, but he's like a full-on producer. So, beech-beech mein kabhi-kabhar hail ho jaati hai. Great, he has a song on this full extensive electronic music production. Taha Ji has a song, Koi Nahi. Kavish ka gaana, Tere Naam.
As that's I was mentioning to Zero. Like people.
Yeah. Again, I think, didn't we have like a reel saying, has Kavish quit back, or have they come back? And then now there's like new Kavish music. And as I was telling Zero, my association with Kavish was sad songs. But at this song, I was like genuinely surprised at how like full on it is, like a, you know, romantic love song kind of thing. Positive-ish vibes only. And we achieve, you know, fair enough educated type lyricism or okay, obviously. The Kavish singer whose name I never remember. Jaffer, he knows how to sing. Jaffer, yes.
Jaffer Zaidi ki awaaz mein jitna dard bara hua hai na.
Which
Ataullah Khan aur Jaffer Zaidi.
Yeah. Ab wo, yeah.
I think the thing is that his voice can capture like the sadness in the happiest of moments. And so the rest is just how is everything else constructed. He comes from an old mold, right? So he's Nagiran Ghosh's son. He's part of the like old Coke studio. Yeah. Structure shuru se
production game on
Kavish bhi like it grew up in this sort of frame, unki pehli album abhi tak sort of legendary status. Meri ek hamnawa ki post hai jisme ek Kavish ka gana hai jo unhone kisi shad drama ke liye ya kisi, I'm forgetting who it was for, but unhone gana nikala tha with a female vocalist guest starring it also. That is the one post from 2 years ago that people keep finding on hamnawa's page. And this is sort of my personal experience, but Kavish, I think, like, there's the amount of following they have and how strongly people enjoy their music is really kind of amazing. So I think it's just worth mentioning.
Yeah. Kavish is like really and still together. A lot of bands from when Kavish came out, they're dead. Many people, you know, went into like drama shame, ye wo. Many people just, I don't know, bank below currently, I don't know what kya option there. It's either dramas or banks. And many bands, you know, just fizzled out, but Kavish still together, which in itself is a big deal, and then still, you know, making music and putting out new stuff. I think it's really important. I wonder, do you think there's a generational divide between people who are Kavish fans and people who don't know? Like, hamari umar ke log, everyone knows Kavish upar se niche.
They were really big then. Does this mean they appeal to that kind of audience more than they appeal to modern audience? I don't know.
Do aajkal ke bacche know about Kavish?
Maybe not.
Maybe, right? So, will it be easy? Huh, then there's that question which you're saying, ke, will they have that same impact? I wonder. The scene is much more crowded than when their first album came out. But
unlike songs from artists that were good, like big 20 years ago, this is not a song where you look back and you're like, Purana wala kaam beta tha.
Yes, 100%.
It fits in that 100%. Same canon really easily. Yeah, I think that's the thing you can say about them, that when they work, standard ka kaam aage badhta hai. So, which I think is just worth appreciating because that's not easy to do.
Yeah. Anything else from the other songs?
No, I think.
Sunaya aap playlist jaake, lots of great music. And then phir hum murte hain is discussion ko towards the last song and then the whole discussion, which is Coke Studio is back. Two new songs have come out. Sudden surprised release ऑफ कोक स्टूडियो एकदम से आ गया कि जी यू नो आने वाला है कुछ, हमें सोर्सेज से इदारों से पता चला हमें, एंड आई थॉट कि अच्छा जी तो बड़ी सीक्रेट न्यूज आई है मेरे पास. एक फिर अगले दिन बिलबोर्ड लगा हुआ था, आई वाज लाइक चलो ठीक है. आई वाज नॉट रियली पार्ट ऑफ द एडवांस इंफॉर्मेशन कमिटी, बट फिर आ गया गाना एंड लॉट्स ऑफ थिंग्स हैव बीन हैपनिंग विद कोक स्टूडियो. देयर आर सेवरल डिस्कोर्स के लेयर्स, लज़ानिया जो एक बना हुआ है एंड यू नो देयर इज टू सॉन्ग्स आउट, यूजुअल क्वेश्चंस अबाउट सॉन्ग रिलीज स्केड्यूल क्या है, मार्केटिंग सिचुएशन के ऊपर बातें चल रही हैं, जियोपॉलिटिक्स के ऊपर बातें चल रही हैं, एंड देन ऑब्वियसली आफ्टर ऑल ऑफ दिस द सॉन्ग्स देमसेल्व्स आर आल्सो बीइंग टॉक्ड अबाउट. तो हम सारे मसले अभी सॉल्व करने वाले हैं आपके लिए, व्हिच इज जस्ट द सर्विस वी प्रोवाइड. तो पहला गाना आया ज़ीरक, वेयर वर यू व्हेन यू फाउंड आउट के कोक स्टूडियोज कमिंग?
शुड वी डू द आई डोंट नो वेयर आई वाज. I think probably in a text thread with you, that's how I found out. But I think, look, it's important to address the context of like, because the first comment that, you know, every Coke studio release right now is getting is, should we be listening to this right now, given what's happening?
And given, we had been hearing that this question is why Coke studio was also not releasing for like 6 months, 8 months, 10 months. Obviously, nothing official, why would anyone tell us, but you know jo hota hai na, ha ye bhi ek wajah hogi ki bhai masla bahut chal raha hai. Coke has an image issue, there's BDS conversations with Coke studio because of the ongoing jung, to isliye ko agnida, and ab jab aa gaya to people are like shouldn't listen to it.
I think so let's sort of acknowledge the commentary, right, which is one, Coke is sort of implicated in the Middle Eastern situation by benefiting or you know potentially benefiting from their operations in occupied territories.
Yeah.
That, and then I think these sorts of moments catalyze also what else is there about this company, like it sort of highlights everything else that we find problematic also. So people bring about like human rights records and so forth, and I think anytime when big companies can be sort of held to higher standards, and anytime a moment like that catalyzes, it's like worth acknowledging. And so Coke is going through one of those moments. Obviously, Coca-Cola being an American-based company, Coca-Cola Pakistan being an offshoot of it, was not going to, would you expect a kind of pro-Palestine statement coming forth from them? I don't know if that was reasonable to expect. But for all the other things that are coming forward, I think like the question is, will those be addressed in any way or not? And I think the hard bit for a lot of people is seeing that Coke Studio has come out with no acknowledgement of this discussion whatsoever. That is hard to reckon with, even including the parts that are not related to the Middle East. And up usme, one way of going about it was sort of making some sort of gesture towards it, right? Not even saying it overtly, but some sort of gesture of sort of Coca-Cola being a kind of good citizen, but they haven't done it. And
so far, I think that's
kind of, and if I think people that are commenting on the sort of negativity of that, I get it, I accept it, I think that makes sense, it's worthwhile having that discussion. And you know, I work for a big company myself where questions like this are raised, and I think it makes sense to have that discussion. What about the artists themselves, right? And should we listen to the music or not? And I think at that point for me the mamla thoda muddle ho jata hai. Firstly, because I think the amount of people that are involved economically in the sort of operations of Coke, all the way from like, you know, people in Coke studio down to like people that work for Coke, right? Many of whom depend on sort of Coke for their livelihood and have nothing to do with the Middle East. Can you sort of cut it off completely or not? Like, I don't think you can hold on both sides of it, people in terms of making their livelihood and people that are boycotting. I don't think you can hold individual people to one standard and say, ye theek hai, ye galat hai.
But, and I think this was exactly the same discussion that was happening with the McDonald's wagera ke discussions, which were on the same tangent. And obviously, the internet is a discourse and, you know, argument generating machine, where I think it is very obvious that the loudest voices in, for example, this Pakistani discussion are not people who will ever be close to being affected by this boycott, right? Like, it's not people who work as McDonald's salespeople, McDonald's cashiers being like, haan ji, hame McDonald's ko boycott karna chahiye. So never, ever going to happen. And you don't really support. Same thing for Coke. Like, it's not ever going to be like a struggling artist who made his first break and he's like, haan ji, boycott. Main bhi kehta hoon and I can't believe and shame on us and stuff like that. So there's many layers to where the loudest voices are coming from, what their insulation from consequences is, or wo unki motivations. And while still acknowledging that there are very real issues also, though, you know, the cleanest answer is that there is no clean answer to be expected at all. Ki haan ji, humne ye kar liya, to bas ab hum sab sahi hain, and sare guna maaf ho gaye, and this is the way forward.
I think hopefully like our discussion of Coke makes it clear that we are not, like, part of the reason of acknowledging this is to acknowledge that none of this kind of
throws any discussion
away, right? We're not trying to be frivolous about it. We're not trying to ignore it. We're not trying to wash away any of that discussion. And in fact, like, we want to use this as an opportunity to, you know, make it very clear that anything that sort of, you know, directly, how should I put it? I think it's a good point to discuss that, like, the sort of violence is kind of unacceptable and difficult to handle.
Yeah, and it's a big issue also, because it wo wala masla hai na jo hum abhi baat kar rahe the ki musicians ke paas raste kitne hain, zaraye kitne hain in the US versus Pakistan. That is such a pervasive, like, we've tried to hint at some economic masle masail in Pakistan throughout these episodes. And this is such a huge part of it. Like, Coke Studio, especially this new revamped, rebranded version of Coke Studio, where they're getting sare naye artists, where they're doing only original gaane, it becomes like immensely difficult to be like, ya to aap kahenge haan ji, Ali Zafar, for example, he's not going to do another cover song because Coke Studio is bad and, you know, it's fine. So Ali Zafar will be fine. But who were those girls who were on Piche Hat? I forget.
Justin
Bieber's. Yes. Ab Justin Bieber's jo hain, unko bhi kehta haan ji, aap bhi dafa ho jao, because we're boycotting. And then it's not as simple a question in Pakistan. And that is not something that you should dismiss. Ke bhai, so what? Or
our engagement with the art is not a dismissal of the larger questions at play here. So I think we just want to make that clear. There's another question here which says, so should we rely on one company to be the kind of core part of musical infrastructure?
And
I think the answer to that again is no.
No. But we don't have, again, hazaro companies. Although, you know, because of Coke Studio, you know, Velo, Nescafe bhi aaya tha pehle. You know, it's now sort of become Coke Studio. The Velo, there was Kashmir Oil. There were all these companies a few years ago who really started putting on like big, big shows. It seemed like in direct response to the success that Coke Studio had for like a decade over there. So clearly, you know, I don't know how successful they were in comparison, but clearly there was an impact. So, you know, there's a direction. Maybe aage jaake there's a point where you don't need Coke. And, you know, logon ki tarakkiyan ban sakti hain. But until that comes about, if that ever does, I think these questions are very hard for people removed from the situation. Like many people I allege were commenting the loudest, it's very hard for us to really make clean black and white judgments and then proceed as if nothing happens. But there was an issue. I don't know. In the videos, I have gone through the comments on both the gaane that have come out. I haven't really seen a lot of themes. Like,
people, I think comments are also happy, like, curated. No? I think you can kind of curate the comments a little bit as a YouTube channel, if I'm not wrong. So
I would be surprised if, you know, that was happening. Because this seems to be a sort of thing, like a firebrand kind of issues. Because it's like an even bigger issue. How dare you? And perhaps rightly so. So, pata nahi mujhe ho raha nahi ho raha, but it doesn't seem to be a thing. Even on Twitter, jo ek hellhole jo ek hai, उधर भी इतना खास नहीं, देयर वाज सम मेंशन ऑफ इट व्हेन द फर्स्ट सॉन्ग केम आउट, सम प्रोमिनेंट अकाउंट्स टाइप, बट नाउ
आई थिंक फ्रॉम आर्टिस्ट आई सॉ अ लॉट ऑफ कमेंट्स ऑन सॉर्ट ऑफ यू नो प्लीज डोंट बॉयकॉट आर्टिस्ट फॉर बीइंग पार्ट ऑफ दिस,
बिकॉज़ श्योर
वन दे दिस प्रोपोज रिकॉर्डेड बिफोर
many was, yeah know, I think it was recorded like a year डेढ़ साल पहले,
they have nothing to do with it and their positions are very clear as well. So
100% मतलब
खुद अपने प्लेटफॉर्म से क्या क्या कर रहे हैं. So I think that's again, so we're I think we just we need to do the bare minimum and acknowledge it, but
yeah,
that's about it.
Accept कर लेंगे अब हम नोबेल पीस प्राइज फॉरन अंडरकट कर दी ना सारी मेहनत बट मेकिंग लाइक अ शिट जोक. एनीवे खैर टॉकिंग अबाउट लेकिन द सॉन्ग्स देमसेल्व्स, टू सॉन्ग्स आउट. One is I Sindhi song, first song to come out, big statement from Gook Studio. I think ke pehla gaana jo aaya it is a fully Sindhi song, perhaps in a long time. I think Sanam Marvi has done Sindhi music on Gook Studio before, perhaps a long time ago, us baat ko bhi zamana ho gaya. Original music I can't remember, and pehla hi gaana they put out in Sindhi. A lot of effort again. अब इसमें वो वाली बात है ना जो किसका मैं जिक्र कर रहा था, there was somebody who I was like thinking के are they suffering from success, पता नहीं, but Gook Studio, this was a big question in my mind के पसूड़ी के बाद पसूड़ी became like the biggest song in Gook history, maybe Pakistani music history, in terms of its numbers on you know YouTube वगैरह. So then, and then that whole season, their whole like shadow economy ban gayi of people on the internet reacting to Gook Studio videos. Ab German ho gaya, British ho gaya, Indian ho gaya, Sikh ho gaya. Usme bhi it was like a whole genre of like react to Gook Studio Pakistan. So then I was like, what do you do in such a situation? Right? Do you try and recreate that? You will 100% fail, you know, or like most likely fail, or do you just not do anything? Just do new music, which is the harder, braver thing to do. I'm not sure with II, because immediately, people are also conditioned to compare. I asked people on our Instagram, ke bhai, kya khayal hai about this song? A few people said Pasoori, many people said Kannayari, ke bhai, this is just like a Sindhi Kannayari. Obviously, artists are very different. The story of putting it together is very different. But then, pichle Gook Studio mein, the traditional Gook Studio wala, there was a Gook Studio sound, which it seemed like this new Gook Studio can't have because every gana is different and produced differently. But this song did seem to have that Kannayari sound, that Pasoori sound. I was like, I don't know. How did you feel about this first song when you heard it?
I think ye question tha na, Gook Studio 14 ke baad, will 15 be a drastic departure or an evolution, or will it be a kind of continuation of the same strategy? I think it's pretty clear that it's a continuation of the same strategy. तो वहां पे एक्सपेक्टेशन थोड़ी रीसेटिंग करनी, सो वी हैव टू काइंड ऑफ वर्क इन दैट मॉडल. सो व्हाट डू आई मीन बाय स्ट्रेटजी? स्ट्रेटजी में ये कि कोक में, कोक की हिस्ट्री में कुछ थोड़ी सी कंस्ट्रक्शन के कुछ मोमेंट्स आए. पहला कंस्ट्रक्शन ये था रॉयल वाला के इट बी अ लाइव बैंड और हम कोई ईस्टर्न क्लासिकल टाइप चीज पे गाना स्ट्रक्चर करेंगे और उसको वेस्टर्न पैकेजिंग देंगे. लाइक द होल सॉर्ट ऑफ कॉन्सेप्ट वाज सॉर्ट ऑफ इंब्यूड. स्ट्रिंग्स जब आए तो उन्होंने कहा कि एक्चुअली Gook Studio 6 वाज द फर्स्ट बिग डिपार्चर, व्हिच वाज कि अब हम ये करेंगे कि अब हम कनेक्ट करेंगे, लाइक लाइव नहीं होगा, वी विल काइंड ऑफ स्प्लिट थिंग्स टुगेदर एंड स्टिच देम टुगेदर एंड वी विल गेट काइंड ऑफ विल गो ग्लोबल.
वाज 6 द वन दैट वाज द टर्किश म्यूजिशियंस?
राइट, वो सब बहुत सारे मटर के शिरानी सर्बियन बहुत सारे थे, पर उन्होंने कहा हम इंटरनेशनल
ग्लोबल.
अच्छा, फिर स्ट्रिंग्स वाले इयर्स आए. स्ट्रिंग्स वाले इयर्स में इट बिकेम वेरी मच लाइक दिस विल बी अ शोकेस ऑफ पाकिस्तानीनेस. Like उसमें थोड़ा ईस्टर्न भी था, थोड़ा वेस्टर्न भी था, बट वाज़ नेस कोल्डली टाइड टू द आइडिया कि भाई ईस्टर्न गाने का स्ट्रक्चर होगा या लाइव स्ट्रॉन्ग होगा. आई थिंक अ लॉट ऑफ दैट दे काइंड ऑफ दे ब्रॉट द लाइव बैंड बैक, व्हिच फॉर देम वाज़ कोक, एंड देन दे सेड अच्छा फिल्म म्यूजिक भी डालेंगे, वो भी करेंगे. यहाँ पे साउंड ऑफ द नेशन वाला कॉन्सेप्ट बन गया था, व्हिच वाज़ द आइडिया दैट कोक विल बी द शोकेस ऑफ द सॉर्ट ऑफ बेस्ट म्यूजिशियंस इन द सीन. तो वहाँ पे एक आइडिया डेवलप हो गया, एंड आई थिंक वी कैन टॉक अबाउट दिस लेटर, बट लाइक सॉर्ट ऑफ हाउ डू पीपल गेट ऑन कोक एंड इज इट रियली काइंड ऑफ दिस सॉर्ट ऑफ ऑर्गेनाइज्ड सिलेक्शन प्रोसेस और इज दिस सॉर्ट ऑफ एन आर्टिस्टिक project where you know a producer gets to kind of make a sound that they want to make. Acha phir wo Gook Studio 11 wala situation aayi jisme bas Ali Hamza and Zohaib Qazi tried, but like maybe it was a little bit ahead of its time, but it was also kind of matlab it wasn't really sort of didn't go down that well, but they tried
it was inherently an inherently experimental approach also where they went like across Pakistan, collected sounds,
tried to make music. Wo to teen char gaane the sirf वो एक उन्होंने एक्सपेरिमेंट किया था कि वो बाहर जाके शूट करते थे लेकिन फिर वही वापस लाइव बैंड पे आ गए थे. देयर वाज दिस सॉर्ट ऑफ इनहेरेंट कंजर्वेटिज्म टू द आईडिया कोक को ज्यादा बदलना नहीं. देन रोहिल ब्रॉट द काइंड ऑफ बैंड बैक एंड डिड सॉर्ट ऑफ वन सीजन. देन दे हैड टू डू अनदर सीजन दैट वाज स्प्लिट बिकॉज़ ऑफ
कोविड. कोविड
सीजन जो था ठीक है और उसके बाद फिर देन दे गिव ओवर टू ज़ुल्फी. And so Zulfi has sort of reimagined it. And so usme ye music video wala concept aa gaya, yani ke wo live band studio recording khatam ho gayi. Now they do these like full sort of big music video sets that they used to not do. So that was a big change.
I have a thing to say about that also, but when you're finished,
So usme ek question ye tha ke acha like ab wo live music wala concept rahega ke nahi. So I think until last year they were still pretty confident of sort of communicating how live it was. And I think technically it's still they try to record parts of the music while the shoot is happening. But as far as I understand, there's a lot of overdubs.
I guess we're there now then. Which is ke, this is not live. Lekin the pretense is there. Ke, it's like latest 2 AM jo dusra gana jo aaya hai uski to BTS agar aap dekhe, there's like extended sections in the BTS devoted to cable ja rahi hai, cable nahi aa rahi, cable mein shor ho raha hai wo. Now again, this might be the best live production ever. It is a dedicated set, so therefore it's much more easier to do. But it doesn't seem live, right? In terms of like a technical possibility. It's so clean, so well produced. It's like, why not do away with the thing? Why not just have people not have mics in their hands? So musician phir bhi aap bithate hain, theek hai, wo to music videos mein bhi hote hain. But you know, why not just make it like a music video through and through? Achha, the other thing that Zulfi also brought back, which I think was first in the COVID season was with Rohil, was all original gaane. So Zulfi is also pushing that thing where for a long time, for most of Coke Studios time, it was covers. Covers, reimaginings, redoings, but
original gaane. So I think aisa bhi nahi tha. अच्छा अब रोहेल वाले गाने में ये होता था कि वो जो पैकेजिंग करनी होती थी ना उसमें कोई जैसे आतिफ का फॉर एग्जांपल जलप्री गाया था आतिफ ने तो उसने कहा अच्छा अब इसको हमने वी वांट टू कनेक्ट इट अ सम सॉर्ट ऑफ ट्रेडिशनल एलिमेंट. सो आतिफ तुमने कोई लाइक डू यू वांट अ सिंगल लाइन फ्रॉम वन ऑफ द ओल्ड सॉन्ग्स. आतिफ ने कहा मैंने नुसरत का गाना है लाइक मैंने 2-3 वो ब्रेक आता है उसमें मैंने नुसरत का गाना गा के वापस आ जाना. एंड सो इट वॉज दिस सॉर्ट ऑफ काइंड ऑफ really kind of homage type thing. Uske baad unka gaana hai pura like purane gaane ko recreate, like we'll do versions of old songs wo bhi tha. Phir then people kind of got sick of it and this became this sort of bigger discussion than it sort of actually was. But ab ye kya I think allergic hai almost. So Coke Studio to doing old songs. Achha, ab ye baat aa gayi ke I think we need to think of Coke Studio as this sort of inherently conservative operation from the Coca-Cola side. Right,
suffering but from success again, where it's like it's technically because it is a marketing project, and shuru wale phat gaye and they became like a cornerstone of Pakistani cultural output. Now Coke's like, don't mess with this.
Right? And I think they are very. I get the feeling that they are not happy if a season doesn't go down well. You know, if it doesn't get like really positive musical reviews. Yeah, I mean, it's an ad campaign, right? Like when you make an ad, you're not like, okay, if an ad gets talked about, is that really a bad outcome? Even if it's like, you know, people don't think of it as like a musical canon mein aa gaya, but I think Coke is very attached to this idea, so they want it.
I think because of the legitimacy and respect that they got in Rohail's first 2-3 seasons, I think the value of it being respected became an inherent part of it. Okay, this can't be something that is just, you know, any publicity is good press, wo wali baat. I think they aspire to, because wo usme phir you get elevated as like a talking point as well, right? Ki haan ji Pepsi to battle of band hoti hai, bacche aate hain khel kud karke chale jate hain, hum to Coke Studio banate hain, which is like
there's this kind of sense of elevation which I think usme do teen cheeze hai. Ek ye ki ab wo jitne bade sets bana rahe hain, itne paise laga rahe hain, this idea that we have to like matlab ke mazak nahi karenge hum yahan pe, like we can't do like super flippant things, it has to be sort of serious and kind of thought out. I think that part is good, but again that makes you a bit more averse to large risk. So again, this is not even a criticism as much as it is, we need to accept this in the same mold as last year's. Basically, ki ek continuation. And even though there's like a large gap between Coke Studio 14 and 15, the operation is basically the same. Gaane pe aa jate hain. So I think we're hearing that also, right? Abdullah's producing, I think Abdullah's production methods, I don't think are drastically different between that season and this season. So wo pasoori wala, I think that's a kind of surface level comparison that people see, kyunki wo gana logon ke zehen mein hai, wo ek set us tarah ka hai ki wo ek desi set hai, desi set pe matlab wo jo sort of the instruments that are being used obviously are similarish. Most of them are similar. Or Kanayari wala example, I think, is actually really apt. Because Kanayari was also like, we'll do a Balochi song. Usme ek rapper hoga, ek traditional element hoga, aur ek naya singer hoga. Isme bhi same situation hai. Ke ek traditional singer hai. Phir ek unhone ek, matlab bilkul dhoond ke laaye hain, wo koi sort of folk singer. And so in this case, jo, unka naam Noman Ali Rajpere hai, mere khayal hai, I think.
Isn't he the main singer?
He's the main singer, right?
Yeah,
so he was the sort of, the song is built around him. And he goes and scouts other kind of female singers that are not well known and haven't recorded, right? So he scout kiya, wo unko leke aaye. So that journey is actually quite interesting to watch him kind of scouting it. So that harks back to the kind of early Coke studio. And then usme Babar Mangi bhi aa gaye.
Who we just talked about like a couple episodes ago also.
Well-known Sindhi rapper.
Yeah. Big name.
Achha, अब वो एक फॉर्मूला वही है कि हम रैप को और फिर उसमें जोड़ रहे हैं, सो वी आर काइंड ऑफ मॉडर्नाइजिंग इट, डूइंग द ओल्ड स्टफ. उनका जोड़ सिवाय सिंधी होने के आपस में क्या था? दैट पार्ट इज
आई डोंट इवन नो कि थीमेटिकली मेबी नोमान एंड द लेडीज आर अ बिट मोर ऑन द सेम लेवल. बाबर मंगी आई फील इज अ बिट सेपरेटेड, मेबी नॉट इन टर्म्स ऑफ इंटेंशन, जस्ट एज थीम्स. Where he might be broadly speaking about the same sort of thing, where some sort of like a, it's like a Victoria story about a, you know, girl returning to her village or something. I forget the exact details. Babar Mangi ke rap mein bhi hai.
Wo ek purani ek like folk story hai jo gaane ki form mein deliver ho rahi hai. So it's not a new story. It's a sort of old Sindhi story that's being talked about, which like we don't need a reference. You can kind of look at that. But so Babar's rap is sort of an, a kind of accent to it, as opposed to a kind of continuation or retelling, I believe, of that same story.
So,
for me, I think what that does is that it says it makes it the Sindhi song. Or anyways, unhone kiya bhi hai, unhone kaha kya chahiye Sindhi gana, right? But it's still very much Coke Studio and the city sort of looking at Sindh as a region, as opposed to it's a kind of outside in still, right? And eventually, if you do more of it, it becomes a kind of normalized sort of thing, right? Jaise aap
aap dekhein, would a really wo kya naam hai? I figured out English maybe. A negative word for this would be like tokenism. I don't think it goes as far as tokenism.
No, I think they're doing it in a really sympathetic way. Or they didn't.
They are genuinely into it.
Right. Or it's not, video mein dekho, in the way like Awais Gaur and Hashim Ali are kind of like being really sympathetic and kind of bringing all those elements in. And Zulfi also even.
Attention sort of to detail.
But I think this is sort of more of a self-reflection as opposed to a Coke reflection.
Pejorative. Like, that was the word. Haan. Pejorative word was to.
But nahi sunta main kisi aur ke rap ko, yaar, please don't. But I think jaise ab wo agle gaane mein, Star Shah wale gaane mein, I don't think people went in being like, Punjab kaisa hota hai? Hum dekhna hai Punjab kaisa hai. Lekin Sindh ke case mein, it is like the city looking at the rural parts of the country.
Perhaps.
In a sense.
Sure.
So I think wo ek element hai.
Dono gaano mein na, lekin there is this thing where I find this, where Noman has been an artist for a long time and he had this thing ki main Sindhi mein gaane karta hoon, and people would ask me and blah blah blah, kyun karte ho ye wo blah. And I believed, and you know, Coke reached out to me, Zulfi is doing this thing. Zulfi also did this jab Nescafe Basement was happening early days mein. They just show up at like universities and be like, "Haan ji, aap audition karein, and who are the show mein aa jayenge." Star Shah, same story, right? Where Star Shah ka toh, the whole song he did in like 2018, they have a video in the BTS. It's very heavily reworked for the Coke Studio version. But uska bhi yahi tha ki main aata tha, main gaata tha, mujhe shauk tha, blah blah, and he just put videos out on the internet, and you know, somehow it got Zulfi, and Zulfi remembered. Yeah, this is a thing. Maybe this is a theme that they're going for, where pichle season mein, they were all new artists, but they weren't like, kabhi kisi ne suna nahi mujhe, and I'm like a borderline unknown struggling kind of musician. They were like Hasan Rahim tha, and you know, Talal Qureshi and but Atif Aslam and Abdullah Siddiqui and all these people. But these guys, like, I've never heard of Noman before, I've never heard of Star Shah before. Me being the average Pakistani consumer, say he ek level piche.
I think not many people have.
So maybe that's an angle that they're consciously going for, to find unknowns, quote unquote, and just put them on the main stage. Yeah, how do you feel
an interesting thought experiment is, would Aleem end up on Coke Studio? And I think the answer is no.
We've talked about this.
Koi na, kya bol jaani aayega, kya Aleem aayega? You know, think about all the big people that have not yet shown up,
sure,
that we know of.
Huh.
And so now think of sort of Coke Studio's reach beyond sort of the normal Pakistani indie listenership. So usse aapko, ab usme ek ye jaise, you know, if you select someone that's sort of unknown. So I think you now need to look at the sort of Coke Studio production as a whole, not as this sort of organized process of artistic selection, jisme like, you know, log apne aap ko manjwate hain kisi tarah gaane wale nikal ke, or phir then suddenly, you know, there's a sort of selection process jiske through wo aa jate hain. There's certainly an element of that where people get well known. There's Hasan Rahim, like not including Hasan Rahim in a version of Coke Studio would have become problematic at some point. Young Stunners ka na hona ek matlab almost problematic had tak chali jati baat. But jaise Bol Jaani ka na hona, JJ 47 ka na hona, even though they have big listenerships, sort of tells you that there's also this other element, which is that, you know, the producer is trying to construct, like in this case Zulfi, but whoever the producer may be, like they have this sort of vision that they're trying to construct, and they bring the people in that sort of help them construct that vision, which again goes back to the original point of we need to look at sort of ways of showcasing the industry in multiple different platforms.
Yeah.
Coke is sort of one way of doing it. Baki aur jagah bahut sari cheeze aati hain. Log Pepsi ki cheezon mein aa chuke hain, wo idhar nahi aa sakte ab. You know, I think Asfar Hussain is probably the one person that has broken through from the Pepsi fold.
The keyboardist is from Kashmir. Which was like, kya baat.
Yeah, but I think like in terms of
starting, I didn't make that connection though.
Asfar from Bayan is for the one person that has made his switch from Pepsi to Coke, which is, you know, good for him.
There's multiple. Atif has made it. Atif kaun rukega? There's competing priorities for sure. I think brand perception bhi bahut hoga. Zulfi ke apne khayalat and worldview and whatever, you know, grand dream wo hoga. And then there might be like an overarching thing, like, you know, hame naye artist bhi lane chahiye. There's a lot of things. But then baat phir wahi hai na, ke all of these things can only cover so many people. And deserving ka agar word use karein, those people are far more than can ever end up even on Coke Studio. Jitna bhi aap fair ho jaye. So, yes.
And we already identified, I think we've talked about this earlier.
Are bad. Aur ye many things are connecting. Leena Khan ko bula le. Monopolies ka chakkar yahi hota hai. But, you know, for what it is, I think these are some of the limitations ke waqai, I don't know, people should acknowledge as well. What did you feel about, humne uske II ke bare mein to baat ki thi, 2 AM as a song, overall kaisa laga? Because I have many feelings about 2 AM.
I think it's really, it's so hard not to root for the two guys in the song.
Sure.
Right? Like when they speak, when you hear them kind of like doing their thing, it's very hard not to root from them. And you can see that Zulfi is going through that same experience. Like you see the construction of the song.
BTS to tumne baad mein dekha tha na. How did you feel about the song before the BTS?
Before the BTS, main dono ko dekhta hu, bilkul hi different kism ke singer hai na. Agar koi ek naya Punjabi singer aata hai to aapke khayal mein aata hai, chahe, will this new Punjabi singer be in this sort of Raf Sapera, Theth Punjabi mold, or will they be in the AP Dylan kind of westernized pop mold? I think I saw Starshah and I was like, ye toh bilkul, like the sort of Theth Punjabi-ness, my mind would have put it in the Raf Sapera bucket.
Yeah.
You know, like that's what I would have expected to hear. But instead, I thought I heard more of that kind of AP style of things. And so I think that's a stylistic choice that Zulfi and Starshah get to make. And I think in his language usage, matlab, I think he uses English even in his other songs. So he's a sort of kind of in the middle, but because wo okade ki Punjabi, and even it, like, you know, his accent, there is a kind of non-Lahoriness about it, right? It's not a kind of elite English speaking Lahori accent. There's a kind of much more
trade vibes,
much more Punjabi first language element to it. I wouldn't have expected that it connected immediately to sort of almost ghazal style classical vocal, and so the behind the scenes is like, okay, what basis are they connecting? And I think I get the feeling that there is a lot of these choices are based on sort of creative spirituality, right? Which is that there is a kind of, in the production experience, there is some sort of spiritual connection that the people contributing, in this case, Zulfi is the sort of main constructor of the experience, right? So he's sort of feeling, yeah, this isko is ek aur jawab ki zarurat hai. So hum ek classical singer ka jawab idhar le aayenge. So Starshah sings this sort of, you know, dunya bahut kharab hai. And then this other person comes in saying, you know, here's how to cope with it. Love is the way to cope with it. And so he sees this spiritual connection. I think the young people call this sort of decision making, you know, vibes may be another way to refer to it. You know, it's, but it's like hum koi method soch rahe hain, right? But I don't, again, this is not meant to be critical as much as me saying that there is a sort of the construction is based off a feel. And ki hame ye yahan pe ek feel nazar aa rahi hai, isko hum idhar se connect kar rahe hain. So and then it falls into the sort of older Coke mold of how is Coke is built around this mold of like connecting two different artists together. Or collaboration wala mold Coke mein aa gaya hai, wo par aur jagah bhi mashhoor ho gaya, right? With this sort of hip hop and this kind of new pop, like usme bahut sort of collab type chal raha hai. So wo yahan pe aa gaya hai. Not every collab is obvious, I think, to people listening. And so where does kind of one lead to the other? So is case mein wo, the logic of that collaboration is the jawab. Okay, like that. So one theme addresses the other theme, but it feels like kind of to me, kind of as it was, two independently constructed songs that were then put together.
Yeah, if Zulfi is to be believed, as per the BTS, two independently constructed songs that were constructed around the same time, independent of each other again. Or phir jab Zulfi ne ek ko dusra dikhaya, to the wo automatically sub fit ho gaya. Very filmy story. Hope it's true. Even if it's not, I don't really care. Man, it's a great story. Adds to the mythology of a song. I was surprised at how much I liked Starshah wala section. And I kept, ek to pehli baar, I kept thinking to myself, who else could do that? Achha, mujhe nahi pata tha ki ek purana gaana hai Starshah ka na. I thought that maybe they wrote it for this, whatever. But in my mind, I kept thinking, could Manu do this song? Just Starshah wala jo pura portion hai. Because it's like, you know, Punjabi, but modern, thoda thoda, but whatever. I felt like Manu has such a distinct voice and presence ke wo gana phir bilkul badal jata. Maybe to its detriment. He could definitely do it. His command over the languages and the feelings and the vibes, a word we love now, is definitely undeniable. Lekin, बाद में मुझे पता चला कि अच्छा ठीक है, तो शारशा का एक्चुअल गाना था. आई वाज सरप्राइज्ड हाउ मच आई लाइक्ड इट. आई थिंक मेनी पीपल ऑन द इंटरनेट आर फाइंडिंग देमसेल्व्स सरप्राइज्ड इन हाउ मच दे लाइक द थिंग, बिकॉज इट्स अनदर थिंग वाज कि आई वाज लाइक वेरी हैप्पी कि इसमें इट्स लाइक पंजाबी, इट्स नॉट फोक राइट इन टर्म्स ऑफ इट्स कॉन्टेक्स्ट. आई थिंक द एक्सेंट थिंग इज व्हाट मेक्स इट सीम
आई थिंक वही ना कि हम थोड़ा सा हमने एथनिसाइज कर दिया ना अपने आप को. Huh. Like the answer is so simple. Like Punjabi gaane chalte hain, is tarah Sindhi gaane bhi chalenge, Punjabi gaane bhi chalenge. Like wo jo humne Raf Sapera ko suna tha, humne kaha wah ye to UK se aisi koi authentic Punjabi nikal rahi hai. Kyun nikal rahi hai? AP Dillon ko sunte hain, AP Dillon full chalta hai. Pakistan mein puri Punjabi hai, usme koi wo nahi hai ki bhai thoda English ka ek line honi chahiye, kuch hona chahiye, you know. Aur ye koi isme koi humne artificial modernity dalni hai kahin se. Like it's kind of very natural. And so I think ab jab aap dekhte hain PSL ko, PSL mein Arif Lohar ka gana chal raha hai, and it's like people are into it.
I was afraid literally abhi jab main ghar aa raha tha, I was afraid we would do this.
This is me saying it's so simple and it works so well. Like log jab wo sunte hain jo wo khud ghar mein bolte hain, ya wo sunte hain jo unhone kahin aur suna hua hai
perhaps,
and it appeals to them, right? And
no, I think, no, for sure. I was really happy. This was a song that I would have been concerned would end up ke acha ye to ji bulle shaha kalam, and I was like, bro, mujhe nahi chahiye. No, don't disrespect to Baba Ji, I know you're listening, but you know, bahut it became like a overused font almost for people in Pakistan. But wahan se aap yahan le aaye, mere abba bade khush honge mera ye itraz sun ke, because he was like very anti junoon for this, ki ye Allama Iqbal ki shayari bas kyun dal di unhone, ek matter of principle ban gaya tha. Same thing for Bulle Shah, but this was something that in the shayari type thing, in the flow type thing, reminded me of that without being that. So that is, I think, something that really resonated. And also he sings, you can hear him smiling as he sings. You know, the voice is very, so that was also ek alag, charm is also a word that people use to wo tha uska. And then the other singer, names hopefully we'll remember
Zishan at some point.
Zishan, huh. His voice, when he comes in, reminded me a lot of, again, Arif Lohar. Just the texture of his voice. A very young, perhaps modern Arif Lohar. And then somebody else randomly messaged me talking about how much they like the song. And I was like, haan, bro, uski awaaz Arif Lohar jaisi lag rahi hai. And they were unke liye ek epiphany thi. I was like, holy shit, yes, Arif Lohar.
I think, like, probably what you're hearing is, like, similar range. They both have very projected voices, right? So
yeah,
they have this, like, voice that they project really, really well.
Yeah, a higher pitch voice, projected in a specific way. Obviously singing Punjabi, sure, whatever. But, yeah. But then he has
Zishan Ali is, like, really well known. Like, his sort of live Qawwali kind of practice is so well established. Achha. And so kind of, he has this sort of following everywhere. Matlab, his live scene is... he performs live so often and is so well known from his live work that he deserves, you know, a
and he has
like
a section
this.
In the song which is completely different, which is like that more jawab wala section also, where his singing is completely of a different type to what he was just singing before, which confused me a bit. I was like, oh, acha, star shower.
You know, he's from Nescafe Basement, right?
Yes,
so
yes.
He sang Tere Jaya in Nescafe Basement.
He's one of those three, I think there were in that.
I thought it's just him.
No, that's Gorakh Danda. Gorakh Danda mein teen hai. Sorry. But yeah, so, that's going to be basement. Great find. From back in the day. I guess that's how Zulfi knows him. But yeah, I liked the song. I liked it a lot. And video bhi achhi thi. Very surprised to see ki that's not just, like, many people I saw on Twitter were also surprised ki it's not just like some galiyan. It's a whole set.
Sets are kind of really incredible to see. Like, just as a sort of what they've constructed. Like Hashim Ali Awaizgar. You know them well, they've been on your podcast. Hashim, I know at least Awais, I don't know. But like the scale of those productions, and that can only happen on Coke, right? Or kahan hogi
nobody
scale
else. It's like a set. Tapal card from back in the day. Was it Tapal?
I think no, Supreme.
Supreme Ishq, sorry.
Unka pura brand generation khatam ho gayi yahan pe. Like Supreme Ishq ka brand manager dekh rahe hain, he's just like, kya hua? You know, ab kal isko Pepsi studio bol denge aur sab
diwar mein chunwa diya usne apne aap ko. But shout out. But yeah, it was crazy. And really convincing, like, you know, magic of cinema type terms use kar sakte hain usme when they showed in the BTS. But in the BTS, for II, there was some discussion around, you know, the production and how the creation of the song happened. Ki yahan se humne ye part liya, Babar Mangi baitha apne lyrics bata raha hai, ye kar raha. And then the Sindhi ladies, acha, they spontaneously came up with like their own refrain in the song, which was not part of the original idea, and then wo add ho gaya. 2 AM feelings, guys being dudes, bros being lads, wo wali situation chal rahi thi. And
good. The song is called 2 AM also because 2 AM is when you have these.
Itni meri sadi thi na is baat se. Ye 2 AM hai aur ye khayal 2 AM pe aata hai aur ye gana bhi 2 AM pe release. Sir, kya baat? Like, bo dafa ho, just release it in the morning. It's,
I think. Yeah, it's gone down really well. Like, you know, my non-Pakistani music listening audiences are also just like, ye wala gana suna.
Achha,
like,
achha.
Both of these songs, I think, have broken through in this good, sort of way. Good. Obviously, it's like partly Coke, but also partly that they have appealed to people and their kind of high quality work and the sort of the band, the production, and the kind of artists themselves are all so good. I think we've reached the point now with hum Coke ko jab analyze karte hain, hum obviously entertainment ke liye kar rahe hain, apni aur logon ke liye. It's never a question of is the song good or not. Because like hopefully, the sort of people that are involved, it's unlikely they'll be brought like a bad song. Right? It's mostly the interesting bit is how is it constructed? Mm. How did the people end up there? What was the sort of rationale behind the construction? What are they trying to show? What are their limitations? What do we know about each of these artists? What does that tell us about the industry?
Process breakdown. Journey.
Yeah. And I think what I'm hearing from our discussion is like, I think hopefully this leads us to a point where I think they say this in the behind the scenes also. And I think, I believe that is their ethos, but I'm saying it in more direct terms, which is I want us to get to a point where the fact that we are into Punjabi music does not surprise us. You know, the fact that Sindhi music mein hamara bada culture hai, like at the moment we find it kind of surprising, like these sort of elements. And I think what hopefully Cook Studio is doing is making us realize that these should not be surprising elements to us. These are things that we should just learn to be, know that ke bhai kuch cheezein jo hame nahi pata hongi, kuch cheezein jo hame pata hongi. But that there are kind of these sort of really remarkable aspects of cultural production around us, and there are people that are experts at it, should not be a surprise. We should, in fact, think about how to use these expertise in better and better ways. Lekin ko wajah nahi ki hum wohi purani cheezein baar baar repeat karte rahe na, structure banate rahe, that there is so much new stuff, as we are saying, like Coke is discovering, we're discovering, that there is itna kuch hai jisko hum istemal karke aage leke ja sakte hain, that if you are a kind of creative professional in Pakistan, there is, you know, an incredible amount of material to draw from and move forward. Obviously resources are concerned, but from a cultural heritage standpoint and a cultural kind of output, there is so much here to take from and push forward, that I think that's just, it's kind of a wealth of riches, basically.
And I think one thing that I really want to like and stress upon is ke, this is not to say ke Coke Studio should be doing something, like, you know, there's a thing ke, they should have showcased Sindhi paar pehle. I think those sort of discussions are completely pointless because, again, like we spoke about, it's a marketing exercise put together for a marketing purpose.
No, I'm glad they did. Abhi.
Yeah, it's good that they
did. It's good that they did. It's good moral responsibility thodi hai ki wo Pakistan.
But it's great that they did. And I think hamariyan bhi on these Hamnawar discussions, for a long time, we were like, bro, Pashto music, kitna zabardast hai.
Hame nahi pata, and we need to acknowledge that also. Haan, which is ki hamara ek hai.
It's great that they're
Karachi mindset.
Yeah, and फिर हम कहते थे कि Lahore rap ऐसा होता है, Karachi rap ऐसा होता है, फिर लोगों को आग लग जाती है in the comments. Shout out all those people. I think they did acknowledge that we were not being fully, you know, क्या कह सकते हैं, 100% confident, and we were just making broad statements. लेकिन बड़ी engagement. I think it was
people
good.
Got really pissed at that.
Yeah, I was
it was surprising, but also kind of, it was good to know how much people cared about labels.
Marna, why would they comment at all? Lekin nahi, Zahoor has been hamara, one of our, Avengers characters. Sindhi music, abhi humne baat ki thi about Babu Mangi, obviously the Sindhi music listening scene is very, very big. Shuri pe bhi aa gaya, not a surprise. Bahut se logon ne pehle dafa suna hoga. Ittefaq ke mujhe ek gana pata tha Babu Mangi ka before this, right? So I mean, not really an expert either, but I think it was good. Some questions remain about Coke Studio and how they're going with it. Last time I remember, the release schedule seemed haphazard. Kabhi kabar gaane aate the, Spotify pe nahi aaya, video aa gayi, is tarah ka kuch. I remember thinking about this at the last time around ki ye seems a bit untidy, or abhi bhi the marketing seems a bit different, maybe by design. There was no like artist showcase ye wo, and then people are like, marketing kam ho rahi hai, nahi ho rahi, pehle bhi aise tha ye wo. So there are obviously halat dekhte hue, whatever. I feel like if it's halat dekhte hue to chalo theek hai, but if it's just, you know, something slipped through the cracks,
it might be an acknowledgement, which is ke like gaana hi ka to apni ek value hai ki log gaane ko appreciate kar sakte hain, but if you did a ton of marketing without the song, then it might attract more negative attention.
So maybe they're paring it back.
Maybe they're paring it back,
yeah,
for that,
which I'm like, theek hai, I hope it's not ke kaam nahi hua on time, which I was like, in Pakistan
I doubt that ho sakta hai, but I doubt it, because some of this, as we know, has been recorded so far back.
Se pehle.
But creative work is one of those things, right, where like the more time you give it, the more time it will fill. So wo, Giraffe and Zulfi have the control of like when they want to call it quits and move forward. I think that's
Nahi, haan, achha hai. I think we haven't really taken a look at numbers for these songs. release
but with these songs like numbers don't really make any sense, right? Because so much of it is sponsored, like especially with agar aapka, especially with the branded shows, because they throw so much money at kind of running it as kind of YouTube ads.
Yeah.
So I think the numbers don't really reflect kind of how popular things have been. So that we have to sort of anecdotally
decipher. That's the thing that I don't like. Running your song as an ad. Pakistan industry, this is me telling you.
Puri Coke studio ki aadhe ghante ki discussion karne ke baad gaane ko ad nahi hona chahiye.
Hum baat hi kya kar rahe hain. Pre-roll ad wala jo scene hai. I saw this first with Velo. Ke video se pehle pura gaana chal jayega. And that counts as a viewer. I'm like, ye to matlab thoda shady business ho gaya na ye thoda. But then 500 million agar aapke sar ke upar jhoom raha ho to phir maybe it's like haan ji theek hai, whatever works. I don't know, but khair, yeah, I think we'll still look at the numbers aage jaake.
No, I think it'll be good to see and compare it to previous. Inko alarm ko pasand nahi hai hamari cook studio lekin I think it'll be good to compare it to previous seasons at least to get a sense of like the numbers, if anything will tell us how seriously Coke is kind of putting money behind it, right? Like how seriously is Coke taking it, and then it'll also give us some sense of reaction. I think comments might do it, likes
vagara
us tarah ki cheeze, we get a sense there of
engagement,
like, what the sort of anecdotal engagement is. but yeah, it'll be good. I think at the end of the season we'll have kind of more to discuss.
Shuru hui hai press react videos, shadow economy, long videos, Jurwaz again, shout out. I like their channel a lot. I discovered them because of the Coke studio reacts and BB boys kar rahe hain.
Reaction videos are surprisingly enjoyable to watch. You know, aapko lagta hai ki ye chal main thodi hunga in cheezon mein.
I've and seen then you're like, so many. Wow. Yeah, pichle Cook Studio ki, I've seen so many. And then kabhi aaj vocal coach reacts to something. Phir har
but I say, it's a very embarrassing part of aging. Aur aapko cheez dekhte hain, kehte hain, kya pakwas. And then you're like, actually, I'm into it. And it's just like, mere liye hota tha ki jab ye reaction videos are wonderful. I was like, reaction videos kyun dekhte rahe? I'm just like, I'm fully in. I'm in the reaction video game. You know, and I should just accept it. Ek ye tha ke, passwords ka leak hua na kabhi, most common passwords, theek hai, to likha hai most common password is a name and a date of birth. Main kaha lo ye kaun karta hai, and then I was like, wait a second, what are all of my passwords? And thoda thoda chupede padti hai na jab insaan ko, so I feel like learning to appreciate reaction videos is that
kind of chupede. I think reaction videos appeal is basically communal enjoyment, ki ha I like this thing and this person now also hopefully likes this thing, so we are all in this shared
reaction experience. Videos are fun to watch on a spectrum, right? It's either ke ya to kuch zaleel kar raha hu na kisi ko to phir aapko maza aata hai, jaise ki MKBHD ne kaha worst product ever, logon ne kaha yes ye maine dekha, theek hai, ya to aapko wo acha lagta hai ya aapko acha lagta hai ki niceness, ha mujhe genuinely acha laga, ye nahi mujhe bahut acha laga. Bahut acha hai ki aap matlab ki if you are fawning over too much, you can only do that if you are not culturally connected to the scene. Woh sirf tab dekhte hain jab aap gore ho. अगर आप गोरे और बिल्कुल आप टोटली फॉन कर रहे हैं तो फिर यस दैट इज अ जॉनर, लेकिन आप देसी हैं तो आपको मीडियम लेवल ऑफ एक्साइटमेंट, नॉट फुल लेवल ऑफ एक्साइटमेंट, मतलब पूरी तरह एंथू नहीं होना, और नेगेटिव होना है तो या तो बिल्कुल जलील करें, माइल्ड वो यू नो नेगेटिविटी इज नॉट अप्रिशिएटेड. सो आई थिंक वी कैन टर्न दिस इनटू अ ग्राफ ऑफ व्हाट सॉर्ट ऑफ रिएक्शन वीडियोस आर एंजॉयबल टू वॉच इन टर्म्स ऑफ योर द सिवेरिटी ऑफ योर
डिमिनिशिंग रिटर्न्स कैसे मैप होते हैं इसमें.
Graphs. This should be my next Hamnava cartoon.
Yeah.
I used to do more of them. Wo sare Comic Sans mein hote hain.
Oh, chalo. Theek hai. I think this is a good long discussion. Coke Studio bhi kaafi sara ho gaya, kaafi sare angles. More, I suppose.
Pata long to hai.
Haan. Nahi, bro, humne keh diya, good. One of the things we do is...
Self-review. ये होते हैं आजकल इंस्टाग्राम एड्स चल रहे हैं ब्रांड्स के, जो अपने ही एड में अपना गुड रिव्यू दिखा देते हैं, खुद ही किया हुआ. मैं देखता हूँ, मैं थोड़ा मैं ये प्रोडक्ट बड़ी अच्छी लग रही है, देखूं उसी कंपनी का एड है भाई. जस्ट
मैं जाके 5 स्टार दे देता हूँ इसको. बट या ऑल दिस रिमाइंड्स मी आई नीड टू क्रिएट अ स्पॉटिफाई लॉगिन, वो बड़े मसले चल रहे हैं. एनीवे, घरेलू मसला ही आपको, डोंट यू वरी अबाउट इट ऑडियंस इफ यू स्टिल हियर. We'll figure out. There's a lot of bad traveling going on. So I was wondering ki hum kya frequency kare Coke reviews ki. Maybe we'll do it in the monthly playlist thing. But zara aage piche kuch hua. Hasbe zarurat. Maybe we can figure something out. But yeah, I'm interested in seeing how this goes. in terms of the songs and the BTS wala scene as well. Because a few people who you might know, are coming, I might know are coming. So yeah, interesting to see how it will play out. Kitne gaane aate, kas chalta hai. Obviously, Coke Studio, undeniably a huge part of our cultural output. Lekin Aleem ka gaana bhi suna aap, aur Faris ka gaana bhi suna aap, aur Tare bhi zaroor suna.
Equally big part of our cultural output.
Bro.
ye wala to bahut acha gaana
tha. Yeah.
Honestly, this is the Aleem song that I've heard the most, and the one I enjoy the most.
Yeah, yeah. Which is a big thing, because Gold Hours is still exists. Lekin, haan. Chalo.
Okay.
I think that's good. Thank you for listening, for watching, etc. Like, subscribe, everything. Take care.